In El Salvador, in the former Yugoslavia, in Somalia, there were savage civil wars in the 1980s and 90s. Each of these conflicts shared some of the attributes of civil wars: ideological differences, ethnic and religious divisions, the struggle for economic control. Yet there is no one blueprint for what causes or constitutes civil war. Mark Klodfelter, who teaches military history at the National War College, defines it this way.
It's going to be a military conflict internal to a particular country. So you're going to have organized factions fighting among themselves. One of those factions is going to be the government and the military forces associated with it. You're going to have organized resistance taking place from both sides, and both sides will have publicly stated political objectives.
The American Civil War of the 1860s fits that classic definition, a bloody conflict between the armies of the North and South that left more than 600,000 combatants dead. More modern conflicts are harder to define.
There is no specific blueprint. There is no one-size-fits-all here. You can have instances, say the case of Somalia in 1991 and thereafter. Well, there is no organized government there. And yet, I think the rest of the world would say what you had in that situation was definitely civil war.
The continuing sectarian violence in Iraq has revived the question of what factors lead a country into civil war. The February bombing of a holy Shiite mosque unleashed a wave of retaliatory killings between Iraqi Sunnis and Shias. This violence, which has come in the midst of an insurgency fighting the government and U.S. troops, has raised fears Iraq may sink into civil war. But President Bush downplayed those fears at a recent news conference.
We all recognize that there is a violence, that there's sectarian violence. But the way I look at the situation is that the Iraqis took a look and decided not to go to civil war. The army didn't bust up into sectarian divisions. The army stayed united.
Yet kidnappings and executions continue, with bodies turning up at morgues on almost a daily basis. Shiite militias are blamed for many of the killings of Sunnis. At the National War College, Mark Klodfelter says the rise of militias in a country can sometimes be a sign of impending civil war.
Certainly it could show that there is a trigger mechanism there for a conflict that's going to develop into to full-scale civil war. I would say that could be a warning sign in particular for the government in power, and they would want to react to that.
But quelling the violence has been hampered as negotiations to form a national unity government between Shias, Sunnis, and Kurds have so far been deadlocked, a factor creating further instability. Iraqi political scientist Louay Bahri of the Middle East Institute in Washington warns the lack of a unity government could trigger civil war.
The identity of Iraq for the Iraqis, among the Iraqis, is very weak now. When the institutions of the state become so weak, then people lose their own identities, national identities, and they fall back to their sectarian and tribal and family and clan linkages.
Iraq may yet avoid the fate of Somalia or the former Yugoslavia, but some see the specter of civil war looming. Bill Rogers, VOA News.